It was an absolutely fantastic result. You know, don't take anything away from Exeter, who were a really, really good team, and I thought they played exceptionally well. So it was always going to be a difficult game for me. Obviously, the hype that came along with us possibly winning hindered us a little bit, but take nothing away from Exeter. They had a lot to play for on Saturday. You know, if they won that game, they're playing Chesterfield on Tuesday night, and with us playing Wickham on Saturday, they could have found themselves cemented in the automatic. So it was as much a bigger game for them as it was us. And possibly the media hype did take a little bit away from us. But all in all, I thought it was an absolutely fantastic point and kept them, 11 points behind us, which, barring catastrophe, now it looks like we might get promoted. But I think there's bigger fish to fry.
Just in terms of the nerves in the ground, spoke to a lot of supporters beforehand. They said they were nervous. Is it human nature to be nervous? It's only 3 points, but it would have got you over the line.
I don't think we were nervous. I just don't think we were fully focused. I don't think there's any nerves at all in that changing room. And there's certainly none from John, myself. We just want to get over that winning line. I don't think it's nerves. It's funny. You know, we were in that position a couple of years ago against Stevenage. That was nerves. Obviously, having 5-6 games left at the time, it was a strange atmosphere, but it definitely wasn't nerves. And as you say, we've got another chance on Tuesday night to get over the first hurdle, which is get promoted. And then after that, obviously, there's something else we want to do.
Is it more similar to 12 years ago, this weekend, actually, when you won the conference? I remember going to Forest Green. You could have won and got promoted. You drew and didn't get promoted, but it rolled over to the next one and eventually you did it. Is it similar in that sense?
Yeah, very, very similar. We've got 5 goals at doing it, which was, as you say, similar when we went to Woking. But we just want to do it. We want to do it. And the lads know, there was a few heart-to-hearts after the game. The lads know that we never played to our full capability on Saturday. So they'll want to put it right. But, you know, we've got a very tough team in front of us. You know, I've studied them since Saturday, straight after the game. I've been studying the Oval. And these are a very, very good team. And we've got no divine right to just blow these away, as, you know, this was the case with Exeter. So this is a really tough game. And it's one that we're going to have to be at our best.
How do you expect Yeovil to approach this? Do you think they'll come here and take you on? Or do you think they'll come here and try and stop you?
I think they'll take us on. You know, they've had a few really good results. They put 6 past Coventry. I've watched that game. They had a great result against Swindon away. They should have won the game on Saturday against Wickham. I've watched bits and highlights of that. And, you know, they hit the post 3 times, I think it was. They had numerous chances. And they're a team full of goals, and they're exciting as well. They've got exciting players. And as I say, we're going to have to be at our best to beat these.
Is that better, facing a team that's got ambition and wants to come and try and beat you, rather than a few teams, increasingly so this season, have come here and said break us down?
Yeah, I think it is. I would sooner face that. Obviously, it's up to Darren, how he sets his team up and what he wants to do. They've also, I've watched against Swindon, they've been more or less a 4-5-1 and just had one up and locked everything long up to Fisher. So they can play different systems and different ways. Obviously, they've got Zoko missing, who's a big player for them. So it's going to be difficult. They've got a couple of ways of playing, but I hope they come and have a go and make it an entertaining game. I think that would suit us. But also, if they play with the holding midfielder in there, we know how to play against that. So we've got a little bit of work to do on the training ground the next couple of days, and hopefully we get the right result.